It promises to be a bitter, bruising battle among giants in Texas. Today, Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison threw her proverbial Stetson into the ring in the race for governor. She's taking on her fellow Republican, Rick Perry, who is the longest-serving governor in Texas state history.
I'm running for governor because I believe in Texas, and I know we can do better.
Governor Perry's campaign responded by calling Senator Hutchison the ultimate Washington insider. And to hammer the point home, the governor's campaign parked a large truck at Hutchison's event with her picture on it and a sign reading K Bailout Express. Watching all this from the sidelines is Wayne Slater, senior political writer with the Dallas Morning News. Welcome.
Great to be with you.
And we're talking about the Republican primary next March 2010. What's the last time Texas has seen a big deal Republican primary fight?
It hasn't been since 1990. We had a spirited Democratic primary that Ann Richards ultimately won, and a four-way Republican primary that Clayton Williams, this controversial cowboy, won. That was the last time we have seen a significant primary race, and this one looks like it's going to be bigger and certainly more expensive than that one.
Yeah, both sides have just buckets of money in the bank.
Absolutely. They've already begun to raise millions of dollars. The estimate is that each candidate could spend $25 million simply to win the primary. It's extraordinary.
Well, the contours of this fight look like they're going to be really interesting. Senator Hutchison today was talking directly about the shrinking Republican Party in Texas and how to unite, she said, and grow the party. What does that mean?
You know, that is really an interesting part of this. This race in some ways reflects the national conversation that Republicans are having. And that is, do you appeal to the right and the more conservative element of your party? That's what Rick Perry reflects. Or do you try to reach out and become more inclusive? That's the Kay Bailey Hutchison model. And in some ways, it depends on the party's future. Whoever wins this race might reflect the better approach for the Republican Party in the future.
But if Senator Hutchison is appealing, say, to the more moderate wing of the Republican Party, are those people who actually vote in the Texas primary?
No, that is the real problem. She has to appeal to maybe 600, 700, 750,000 Republican primary voters, very conservative, to win the nomination, and then go on to win the general election among much more moderate voters. And it is in that appeal to this very conservative constituency that Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchison are both focused.
Do you think that that Washington insider label that Governor Perry is trying to use against Senator Hutchison, is that going to stick?
It might. I mean, I've been out at a Texas Tea Party with Rick Perry. I've talked to Republicans. And the anti-Washington sentiment in Texas, certainly among Republicans in Texas, is strong. There are a lot of problems with the argument, but it is a clear, crisp message. I'm Texas, even if that means seceding from the Union. And Kay Bailey Hutchison is Washington. And that certainly brings with it a bad odor. It could work.
And Senator Hutchison is taking a gamble here. She said she is going to resign her Senate seat for this race.
That's right. I mean, look, we have an incumbent governor who's been there a decade. We've had Senator Hutchison, a very popular U.S. senator who's been in office since 1993. And so one of these people will find themselves out of office possibly as early as next March.
So as these two Republican titans prepare to battle it out in the Republican primary, what about on the Democratic side? What's the opposition here?
It's interesting. The only announced Democratic candidate, and, you know, Democrats have not elected a statewide office holder in Texas in more than a decade, is Tom Schieffer, a former business partner of George W. Bush and an ambassador. Bush named him ambassador to Japan. So even on the Democrat side, you have a person whose main claim to fame is his association with George W. Bush, and that probably won't help among Texas Democrats.
Okay, we've been talking with Wayne Slater, senior political writer for the Dallas Morning News. Wayne, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.